Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot, with Drupal workshops coming up in Portland, Oregon, and Providence, Rhode Island. For more information, go to lullabot.com/training.
My name is Rob Loach, and the Knight Foundation is funding lots of different projects, and the Open Microblogging Project is one of these. And what that means is pretty much distributing Twitter among Drupal websites.
And so just talk a little bit briefly about the technology that's behind this. Is this kind of like Laconica, or how is this going to work?
So what open microblogging means is pretty much enabling Drupal to become a distributed Twitter network. So that means I could register for your updates on your website while you could register for my updates on my website.
Okay, and so I know there's some existing platforms out there, that Laconica and stuff. Are you building off of that, or are you starting from scratch in Drupal and PHP?
It's building off the same protocols and technologies behind Identica and Laconica. The Open Microblogging Protocol uses OAuth, it uses OpenID to make these status uploads seamless.
Okay, and so what's sort of the next steps? What happens next with this? When people expect to see some progress or start to see some movement on the module?
We'll begin working on it within the next week, and then you'll see some real progress 5 months from now when the status updates really start going through. And then we'll have another 6 months to fully complete the project.
Okay. And so where can people go to get more information?
You can visit groups.drupal.org, and you'll see a Knight Foundation project page for the Open Microblogging Project. If you register on there, subscribe, you'll be able to get the updates, and I'll keep everyone informed.
Okay, great. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you, Kent.